Hey man, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. It's good to see you here. I wanted to talk a little bit about an analogy that comes up often in conversations that I have with men, especially in relationships that are strained and where in situations where guys want to create more intimacy, more connection, more relaxation, you know, more trust between the two of you. And so it's just a really simple little tool that I use all the time. So the analogy is, imagine you're driving a car down the road and it's been raining, right? You would pick up information through the car, how you're driving, the steering, you know, transmission, how the car is sticking to the road. You know, the fact that it's been raining, that the road is more slippery. You don't just ignore that information. You take that information and you use it to be able to drive better in that situation. And it's the same with her. You know, there's constant feedback in a car. It's constantly telling you, you know, how it's doing. You can tell if it's pulling to the left, if there's a puncture, if there's a knocking, if the engine's not responding in the way that it normally does, right? You're sensitive to those things, and you need to be able to drive well, to be able to get to where you want to go. And so same thing in the relationship. She is always telling you, this is how I'm feeling, this is how I'm feeling, this is what's going on with me. So it's like the information coming from the engine, it's like the information coming from the environment when you're driving the car. This is how I'm feeling. Okay, so rather than me hear what she says and how she's feeling and taking that personally and then not being able to lead the situation, not being able to move things forward toward what it is that I want, which is more connection, more relaxation, more trust, more intimacy, you know, I need to be able to take that information, not take it personally, and then trust myself enough to be confident to lead us somewhere. And this is so key when we're talking about connection in relationships. Trust in yourself, belief in yourself that you have things to give that she wants to receive. In a relationship, that is, she wants you to receive your confidence. She wants to receive your desire for her, your attention, you know, your interest and curiosity. She loves to receive those things and feel those things from you. So you need to be able to trust that you have all of those gifts to provide for her. So this is how I'm feeling, this is what's going on with me, is actually a gift. It's a gift coming back from her. And so you then get to make your next best decision. You then get to take that information and use it as a positive thing that you can then drive better with. You know, you can then help guide towards what it is that you and she ultimately wants, which is to be able to be more connected, which is to be able to be more relaxed, which is to be able to understand each other better. And it's all about what's happening right now, just like in the car. If you ignore what's happening right now and just focus on, you know, the thing that you're trying to get to, then who knows what's going to happen? You know, you're going to miss the pedestrian that steps out. You're going to miss the car that's trying to cut in front of you. You know, you're like much more likely to crash and burn and have an argument, or, you know, to get frustrated, road rage, whatever. And then you've started to take things personally, and then your driving starts to go downhill. You know, you start to not be able to guide the vehicle or to get to your destination in the emotional state that you want to be, which is, you know, relaxed, calm, happy, all of those sorts of things. Same thing in your relationship. Absolutely same thing in your relationship. Take the information, understand the information, manage your own emotions. So all of this comes from, first and foremost, a belief in yourself. And the belief in yourself actually stems really from understanding who you are. And this is the piece that most of us never really get, is that character is so important in a relationship. Character is key. In a car, when you're driving the car, you trust in yourself, you trust in your ability to make the decisions when you want to. If you need to pull out into traffic, you trust in yourself to do that at the right speed, at the right time, so that you don't cause an accident, right? Same thing with her. You need to be able to trust yourself to deal with the situation in the best way that you possibly can. And it comes from having confidence in yourself. It comes from knowing who you are. And this is the thing that we love to help men get clear on. Know who you are, know what you want, know what it means for you, know how you want to deal with any situation, know how to manage your emotions, know how to be confident in any situation, because you're not trying to get something from somebody else, right? You're not expecting somebody else to do the driving for you. You're taking 100% responsibility for your journey. And that is what she can trust. That is what she can lean into. That is what allows her to relax and let you lead. And then the connection can build. And from that place, you can go anywhere. And it's a lot of fun. Okay, guys, that's all I wanted to talk to you about today. Hopefully we'll see you sometime soon in one of our groups. Come and join us in the round table. We talk about this kind of stuff all the time. And I know there's lots of questions that guys will have. Well, you know, this is my situation. There's this thing that's happened. Believe me, we've coached guys through every possible situation you can imagine. I often hear guys go, well, my situation's a little unique. Believe me, we've seen everything and we can help you guys. So take care. See you. Bye.